Mrs. Riley slurped a bit at the rim of her cup.
He's out in the parlor right now, looking at TV. Every afternoon, as right as rain, he looks at that show where them kids dance.
In the kitchen, the music was somewhat fainter than it had been on the porch. Patrolman Mancuso pictured the green hunting cap bathed in the blue-white glow of the television screen.
He don't like the show at all, but he won't miss it. You ought to hear what he says about them poor kids.
I spoke with the man this morning,
Patrolman Mancuso said, hoping that Mrs. Riley had exhausted the subject of her son.
Yeah?
She put 3 spoons of sugar in her coffee, and holding the spoon in the cup with her thumb so that the handle threatened to puncture her eyeball, she slurped a bit more.
What he said, honey?
I told him I investigated the accident and that you just skidded on a wet street.
That sounds good. So what he said then, babe?
He said he don't want to go to court. He wants a settlement now.
Oh my God!
Ignatius bellowed from the front of the house.
What an egregious insult to good taste!
Don't pay him no mind,
Mrs. Riley advised the startled policeman.
He does that all the time he looks at the TV. A settlement. That means he wants some money, huh?
He even got a contractor to appraise the damage. Here, this is the estimate.
Mrs. Riley took the sheet of paper and read the typed column of itemized figures beneath the contractor's letterhead.
Lord! $1,020! This is terrible. How am I going to pay that?
She dropped the estimate on the oilcloth.
You sure that is right?
Yes, ma'am. He's got a lawyer working on it, too. It's all on the up and up.
Where am I going to get $1,000, though? All me and Ignatius got is my poor husband's Social Security and a little 2-bit pension, and that don't come to much.
Do I believe the total perversion that I am witnessing?
Ignatius screamed from the parlor. The music had a frantic, tribal rhythm. A chorus of falsettos sang insinuatingly about loving all night long.
I'm sorry,
Patrolman Mancuso said, almost heartbroken over Mrs. Riley's financial quandary.
Oh, it's not your fault, darling,
she said glumly.
Maybe I can get a mortgage on the house. We can't do nothing about it, huh?
No, ma'am,
Patrolman Mancuso answered, listening to some sort of approaching stampede.
The children on that program should all be gassed,
Ignatius said as he strode into the kitchen in his nightshirt. Then he noticed the guest and said coldly,
Oh.
Ignatius, you know Mr. Mancuso. Say hello.